morning to you. There was a mystery that has somewhat been solved down in Cleveland. 22-year-old Corey Barron was missing after a Jason Aldean concert at Progressive Field on Friday night. They know where he was, and I think they took it pretty seriously, ultimately, sometime on Saturday when he was a 22-year-old college student, and they just didn't know where he was, so they kept looking and looking. Finally, several days later, they found him, his body, in a garbage truck. How did he get in the garbage truck? They think he may have fallen or been pushed down the trash cellar five floors up on Progressive Field. He had last been seen. He was extremely intoxicated. So he might have got intoxicated, crawled, or either fell in a trash chute and ended up at the city dump.
Oh, man.
Another example of alcohol over abuse at these country shows. It's happening all too often. Nobody wants to talk about the subject, but it isn't addressed, something that somebody ought to get into. Jason Aldean sent my sincere condolences to the Corey Barron family and friends, as they should. So they're doing an autopsy to see if there's anything that shows up there, whether he was maybe put in the garbage chute or he just went in there on his own. Brad Paisley, Cheyenne Frontier Days tonight. Luke Bryan will do it again, sell out the amphitheater in Birmingham, Alabama. Last night, he, along with Cole Swindell and Lee Bryce, tore it up. They played a little bit of Mountain Music, the song from Alabama that made them a big deal. And then Luke attempted to do Sweet Home Alabama. He said it was the first time he'd played the song in 10 years. He screwed it up, but I think it was the thought that counts as much as anything else.
You're absolutely right. You know, getting back to Paisley, I read an article where his dad travels with him a lot. Is that right?
Yes. Not tonight, because his dad's over in West Virginia at the family home, but I'd say about 75% of the time, you can look for Doug out in the middle of the seats. Kind of the, I call him the free safety of the football team. He's out there making sure nobody gets past him and scores a touchdown.
Interesting stuff there. I was just curious about that. Mm-hmm. Hey, well, have a great day, Jimmy.
Thank you.